I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 206. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. And I know your teen probably won't tell you this, but thank you for being the type of parent who is willing to put in the work. Just the fact that you are here listening to this podcast tells me that you are willing to do the work. You're willing to put the energy in and really commit to being the change. And your teen might not see what you're doing, and that's okay because you see it and I see it. And I just want to give you a pat on the back and let you know that you are doing awesome. Today, we are going to be talking about simple habits, actually just one simple habit for less correction with your teen and more connection. And I'll be honest with you, my life has been super busy lately. We've got football going on, just doing a bunch of new stuff right now. And I was coming up with this podcast and it's going to be seven simple habits. And the thing that I decided was, you know what? We don't need seven simple habits. What if we just had one simple habit that would change everything? What if we could just identify one habit that would lead to less correction and more connection? And so that's what I'm going to give you today, just one simple habit. And I want to start with this question. Do you have 5 minutes for a better relationship? And I want you to just seriously explore that. Would I be willing to trade 5 minutes of my time, 5 minutes of my life, of my attention every day in exchange for a better relationship with my teen? And if you're like me, the answer is yes, I would be happy to trade 5 minutes a day to have a better relationship with my teen. So I want you to just really ask yourself, would you be willing to trade the 5 minutes in exchange for a better relationship? And if the answer is no, and you're like, no, if you're asking me to give up 5 minutes a day, I would just assume keep fighting with my teen, then this podcast probably isn't for you. But if you're the type of person that's like, yes, you tell me what to do in those 5 minutes and I will do it, this podcast is for you, and I promise you, it will improve your relationship with your teen. This one simple habit, I promise you, will decrease the amount of correction that you give out to your teen, which has a negative impact on the connection that you have with your teen. And it will, as you decrease these, this urge to correct your teenager, it will improve your connection. And so I want to teach you just some simple little steps to help you improve your relationship with your teenager. And I'm hoping that if you're willing to do this, it will really only take 5 minutes or less. And the goal is that during these 5 minutes, you will reflect on the things that you like most about your teen. And these can be just small little things. They can be specific or they can be broad general characteristics. The key is focus on the positive aspects of your teen and your relationship with them will improve. I promise. So how do you do this? Well, I broke it down into five simple steps. Step one, find a quiet moment during your day, morning, afternoon, or evening. And bonus points, by the way, if you do this all three times, You can do it once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening, and that's only 15 minutes. But I want you to just realize part of my language here is very much intentional. Find a quiet moment during your day. I didn't say find a quiet place. I didn't say like go off into the wilderness and be alone. You can do that. But I want you to get in the habit of getting into some silence. Find the quiet moment where your mind isn't being pulled in 100 different directions. And this might mean that you have to intentionally create these quiet moments in your day. But the next thing that I want you to do is I want you to just take a deep breath and clear your mind. And as you do that, practice shifting your attention from the things that you don't like about your teen to the things that you do like. Now, if you're like me, and if you're like the parents that I work with, constantly throughout the day, your attention is being pulled to things that you don't like. And maybe your teen brought the car home and is like, "Dad, Mom, the car's on empty. I need you to go fill it up." And you're like, "I hate it when he does that." In this moment of quietness, as you're deep breathing and clearing your mind, rather than placing your attention on, "Man, I hate it when he leaves the car on empty," you can shift your attention to the things that you do like. "And I do like that he at least tells me before I go get in the car that it needs gas. I do like that my son and I," like, this is real life for me, "we have a good enough relationship that I can talk to him and say, 'Hey, this arrangement with the car, this is going to have to change because I feel like I'm always filling up your car for you and I never drive it.'" So the first thing I want you to do, find a quiet moment during your day, morning, afternoon, evening, all of the above, doesn't matter. But in that quiet moment, take a deep breath. This is number two. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. And number three, practice shifting your attention from the things that you don't like to the things that you do like. And there can be some variations on this. You could practice shifting your attention from things outside of your control to the few things that are within your control. You could shift your attention from things that leave you feeling stressed and overwhelmed as a parent to things that leave you feeling peaceful and confident. Okay, so step three, you're simply shifting your attention from things that you don't like, and these are usually unintentional things that just bombard your mind, to things that you do like, and those will be the few intentional thoughts. And then step four, write down three things that you appreciate about your teen. This could be their sense of humor. It could be a kind act that they did. Like just the other day, like my oldest can be a turd sometimes. And my youngest is 8. And my oldest was just picking on the 8-year-old. And here I am focusing on this thing that I do not like. And he did a little act of kindness. And that's one of those things that I could be like, "Ah, he is thoughtful. I saw what he did there. I saw how he handled the situation with his little brother." So for step four, write down three things that you appreciate about your teen. And this is important, by the way, because what we're doing here, we're managing your mental and emotional state. These are kind of the energetic you. The mental and emotional, that is more the spiritual realm that we live in. By taking the time to do step four and write these three things down, you're taking these things from this more spiritual realm and putting them into our 3D world. It's now on paper. You're like, "Man, I love it when my teen is helpful. I love it when my teen plays with my 8-year-old and they just have the funnest time." And that's one of my favorite memories. I appreciate the challenges that my teen is facing, and I love how resilient they are in the face of these challenges. And then step five, reflect on these points throughout the day and feel gratitude towards your teen. This is going to change things. So just to recap, step one, find a quiet moment during your day. Could be morning, afternoon, or evening. Step two, take a deep breath and clear your mind. Step three, practice shifting your attention from the things that you don't like about your teen to the things that you do like. And step four, write down three things that you genuinely appreciate about your teen. And step five, simply reflect on these points and feel gratitude towards your teen. Now, you might be asking, why is this so impactful? Well, the first thing is it shifts your focus to positivity. And if you've been following me, you've heard me talk about the victim mentality and the hero mentality. If you are focused on all the things that you don't like about your teen, if you are focused on negativity, you are in the victim mindset. And it's a trap. And this habit will help you shift your focus from the negative behaviors or the challenges or the obstacles that you are experiencing with your teen, and it will shift your focus to the positive aspects of your teen. And that is the hero mentality. And this will change the way that you parent. This will change how you think and how you feel towards your teen, which will reduce conflict with your teen, and it will increase connection. This also, it just improves your overall mindset by practicing gratitude. And this, by the way, has been shown in lots of studies. By practicing gratitude, it increases your overall happiness and decreases your overall stress. That is a pretty good bonus for one simple little habit that you're just hoping will help you better connect with your teen. And here it is, also making you more happy and less stressed out. And I like to, I'd be lying if I said I do this the way that I would like to do it all the time. But for me, I have found the most success when I take a moment in the morning to set my intention to be grateful and to go through those little five steps that I walk you through in the morning. It sets off my day perfectly. And then if I can revisit that at night, right before I go to bed, and that's the last thing in my mind, it helps me set my intention again in the morning. Because typically the last thing on our mind at night is the first thing on our mind in the morning. And if you can close the day with a sense of gratitude towards your teen, it will make it easier to open your day with that same sense of gratitude. And as you practice this, that will become more consistent in your life. Another reason this is so impactful for such a simple habit is it will completely improve your relationship with your teen. And really, that's the goal. And when you consistently take the time to acknowledge and appreciate your teen's positive qualities, it will lead to you feeling better towards them, which will enhance your communication. And teens pick up on this stuff. I promise your teen will notice, and this will reduce their need to be defensive. And that will help them improve their behavior. And it just, it blows my mind every time I see this. But when you can improve your relationship with your teen, it will improve your teen's relationship with themselves. It's powerful. And the other reason this is such an impactful habit is that this promotes self-reflection. Gratitude, by the way, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've probably heard me say this, but gratitude is a super emotion. That is the one emotion that I feel like can get me and almost everyone that I've ever coached from really tough, sticky emotions that you don't want. Gratitude is the one that can help pull you out of that. Like, no matter how bad things are going, if you can find something to be grateful for, you're trending upward. And it makes the more desirable, enjoyable feelings more attainable. And so when we practice this habit of self-reflection, this encourages you to reflect on your own feelings and your thoughts. And this helps you develop a deeper understanding of why you're thinking and feeling this way, which will increase your understanding of your own relationship with your teen and your own emotional responses. And the power is, that's the first step. And once you get that, there's other things that you're like, oh, I'm in a completely different place because of this gratitude. Now I can work on this. Most parents miss this. And they miss it because they focus on problem solving. Or they focus on controlling their teen's behavior, hoping that that will improve their relationship with their teen. And if you're like most parents, and this is your focus, and you're focused on the problem solving and the controlling, this focus is what's keeping you stuck. But fortunately, there's a simple fix. And it's simply shifting your attention and your mindset to be more positive and to practice this activity of reflection and gratitude. And it might seem overly simple, and that's okay. I believe we have a really bad habit of overcomplicating life. And when you can simplify things, like, man, if just practicing gratitude could completely change your relationship with your teen, well, do that. Like, that's easy. I promise you, gratitude will change your narrative from what's going wrong to what's going right, which will be a powerful catalyst to launch you into the change that you've been looking for when it comes to your relationship with your teen. By adopting daily gratitude, by adopting this habit of reflection, you will develop a more positive outlook. You'll build a stronger emotional connection with your teen, and you will greatly improve your parenting. You're going to start feeling really good about how you handled things because it will change the energy from which you parent. And the fact that you can do this in just a few minutes each day is amazing. So go practice 5 minutes or less. You can practice this in less time than it took you to listen to this podcast. Go dive into those 5 steps, find that quiet moment, start taking in some deep breaths and clearing your mind, and then practice shifting your attention from the things that you don't like to the things that you do like. Take a few minutes, write down 3 things that you appreciate about your teen, and then the last step, just reflect on these points throughout the day and feel gratitude towards your teen. Try this, I promise. It will help you improve your relationship with your teen. Real quick, guys, I have a few more spots available for my Impact Live event, which is happening June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. June 20th is kind of an optional day. That's just going to be the day where we do a registration at night, a pizza party at the pool. You can go sign up for that as well. But the 21st and the 22nd, that will be the meat of the activity. That's when we'll be doing some sweet live activities for like team building and personal development and growth. We're going to be going down a river, doing some rafting. It's going to be awesome. We're going to go play laser tag. If you are the type of parent that wants a better relationship with your teen, like, once you've practiced this gratitude, you're going to realize, oh my goodness, I love my teen. I actually want to spend more time with them. And I want to help you have that time to spend with your teen, being productive, doing something that will not only help you and your teen grow, but will help you and your teen have a better relationship. And if you want to learn more go to benpewcoaching.com/IL24. That stands for Impact Live 2024. That's when this is happening. So benpewcoaching.com/IL live. Sign up. It's almost a month away, and I'd love to have you come join me. I'll talk to you soon. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.